From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. A month ago, federal officials in Los Angeles deported Pedro Guzman to Mexico. Guzman isn't Mexican. He's a U.S. citizen, and he's developmentally disabled. As KQED's Rob Schmitz reports, Guzman is now missing, and his family has filed a lawsuit against the federal government and the L.A. County Sheriff's Department.
Ever since her son Pedro was dropped off in Tijuana by U.S. immigration officials a month ago, Maria Isabel Carvajal has put her job as a fast food cook on hold and has been living out of her car, looking for him throughout one of Mexico's most dangerous cities.
Yo busqué en las calles, a los restaurantes.
I looked for him in the streets, in restaurants, at the hospital, at the morgue, the jail. I was even on television there. I'm worried because he's not familiar with Tijuana.
What worries her more is that her 29-year-old son is developmentally disabled. He cannot read or write, he gets lost easily, and she says he most likely does not understand what's happened. At the time of his deportation, Guzman was serving time at an L.A. County jail for trespassing and painting graffiti on an abandoned lot. The L.A. Sheriff's Department is one of 21 local law enforcement agencies nationwide that now have formal agreements with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, to check and share the immigration status of inmates. L.A. County Sheriff's Department spokesman Steve Whitmore explains.
When an individual is arrested, information is taken from them. Where are you from? How old are you? In the course of either the first or the second inquiry, this particular individual noted they were from Mexico and they were not legally in the country. Well, our job is to take information and then give it to the federal officials.
But ACLU lawyer Mark Rosenbaum says neither the Sheriff's Department nor immigration officials bothered checking Guzman's birth certificate nor his criminal history record, both of which show he was born in California.
Some deputy took a look at him based on his appearance, perhaps based on the fact that he was speaking Spanish. They concluded that he probably wasn't a citizen. The presumption here was he was just another Mexican.
Rosenbaum says this is an example of why giving local law enforcement a role in enforcing immigration law is a bad idea. Jim Hayes is a field officer for ICE. Hayes says he's not allowed to talk about Guzman's case because of pending litigation, but he defends the cooperation between ICE and local law enforcement.
Great caution is exercised here to ensure that the individuals that we're identifying, we're taking the appropriate action on. I would say that the program is successful. I would say that the program is something that enhances public safety.
Hayes points out that 2,000 criminal illegal immigrants are identified per month in the L.A. area alone due to this partnership, twice as many as before the cooperation began. But former INS Commissioner Doris Meisner says because immigration law is so complex, training local deputies to help enforce it should be done with the utmost care so that cases like Guzman's are avoided.
The federal officers who did the actual deportation should have double-checked what was done at the local level. It is a really frightening example of the perils of these relationships.
Until Guzman's case was publicized this week, the federal government had refused requests to help find him. But yesterday, say Guzman's lawyers, the U.S. consulate in Tijuana put Guzman's mother in touch with local police, who asked her to come into the local morgue to look at two unidentified bodies. Neither was her son. She says she'll keep searching. For NPR News, I'm Rob Schmitz in Los Angeles.